Kamehameha Schools Bishop Estate will know after next week who's in the running to take over harvesting a portion of its eucalyptus forest in the Hamakua area. Initially, there were said to be some 20 interested parties. We talked with the Big Island's asset manager, Marissa Harmon, about what happens once it decides who to award the short-term lease to.
We own 297,000 acres on Hawaii Island. That's approximately 82% of Kamehameha's land statewide. Our total statewide acreage is about 365,000 acres. In 1994, we acquired approximately 30,000 acres from the former Hamakua Sugar Company. And, you know, there was a little bit of land prep time and planning, but between 1996 to probably the year 2000, the land underwent a planting schedule as well as being leased out for other uses like pasture. So of the 30,000 acres, we planted approximately 13,000 of those acres in eucalyptus.
And so tell us about eucalyptus trees, because folks might not be so familiar with it. I mean, I know it's fast-growing.
It is fast-growing. I'm personally not a forester, but I'll give you some basics of what I know. So our main species in this forest is Eucalyptus grandis. It was originally planted with the intention of being used for a paper product. So that was part of the selection for the species.
Okay, so now you've just gone out to bid, right, because you want to start harvesting some of these trees?
That's correct. Actually, the forest was previously under harvest. Our last tenant harvested about 2,800 acres of that forest. But in December of 2016, they notified us that they would not be seeking an extension of their lease. And subsequently, their lease expired on December 31st of 2016. So in early 2017, we went out with a request for qualifications, followed by a request for proposals to look for a new operator to harvest the remaining 10,000 acres. In 2017, we selected Pa'owilo-based Hawaii Forest, and we entered into lease negotiations with them. However, this summer, they notified us that they wanted to withdraw from the lease negotiation process. So after the negotiations fell through, we decided it was a good time to take a pause and take a deeper look at our long-term plans for Hamakua. You know, it had been a couple of decades since we acquired the property, so it was a good pause for us. You know, essentially, we're still very committed to the kuleana of our stewardship of these lands, and, you know, we're still excited about developing a post-era sugarcane industry in Hamakua. So we decided to move forward with the October 15th request for proposals that you likely saw in the newspaper. The RFP is basically to search for an operator to harvest that remaining, well, a portion of the 10,000 acres. This particular RFP is for 3,000 acres of that forest, focused in a couple different spots, in Hilo, Pa'owilo, Makai, and then an area near the rim of Waipio Valley. Long-term forestry will always be a part of our broader statewide portfolio. We definitely have a good chunk of our Hamakua lands in active pasture as part of the cattle industry. We do have a couple of small farms on our Hamakua lands as well, and some rural commercial properties, some residential rentals. So we have a variety of uses and activities going on our lands in Hamakua besides the forest. But definitely, you know, we, as lands transition out of being harvested, we are looking to other uses, as you mentioned, with our local community, with education programs, you know, going back to part of our core mission, really servicing educational needs of our community, and also reopening those lands for other diversified agricultural uses.
Can you talk specifically about what you might do for the community on the education piece?
Sure. I mean, we're actively working with community partners who are already running programs out on our land. We have one partner specifically in Pa'owilo. They're called Hui Mau, and they run a variety of educational programs on our lands, including restoring some cultural sites. And so specifically for that group, an expansion of their programs and expansion into actually growing crops as well on some of that former eucalyptus land.
And so what will happen to the eucalyptus then that is being harvested?
Well, that really depends on who the selected operator is. As we come out of this request for proposal process, it's going to really be up to the bidders to propose to us their use of the property and what they propose to do with the product.
I mean, as far as the mill and what the original use was for paper.
Well, you know, that original use was a prior agreement that a former manager had negotiated with a company in Japan. And so we no longer have that relationship in terms of that particular paper mill idea.
Okay. And I know we did have some inquiries from our listeners wondering about, you know, the burning of eucalyptus.
You know, we are not directly involved in that operation at all. So I think those questions are probably better directed at Puhonua or Honuaola that is proposing that project.
Okay. And then what's your time frame? I don't know what kind of interest you've gotten on this latest RFP.
You know, if we did send out the request for proposals to at least 20 individuals that have expressed interest over the past year, I think since our news article went out, we also got additional inquiries to receive the RFP. Our time frame is fairly short. You know, the RFP went out on October 15th, and we have a deadline of November 15th for all responses. And it will take us some time to review those responses, sort through them. And so we're looking at the early part of 2019 in having that decision and rolling out to the next step. You know, we have our upper Malka watersheds that we continue to keep in native forest. We have Hamakua, which is more of like a timber plantation operation. We also have a koa project that we're working on actively planting out koa for future use and future generations. So we have a variety of forestry projects on the island and throughout the state.
And I know the Forestry Association is experimenting with Christmas trees. I don't know if that's any on any of your land.
It's not on our land, but our team is aware of the project.
Gosh, anything else? Anything else you think you'd want to emphasize just about, you know, the big picture, what you folks are doing with the properties there?
In general, we take our kuleana very seriously for these lands that Pauahi basically bestowed on us to care for and to keep for generations. And so it's not a kuleana that we take lightly, for sure. I mean, the decisions we make today, we understand they'll affect generations. And so, you know, our real premise is that Aina is pivotal in our Native Hawaiian identity, in the education of our people and community at large. You know, here at Kamehameha, we often say, you know, in terms of focus on land, I Hawaii nona Hawaii ka'aina. Hawaii is its land and resources. That's what makes us Hawaiian. And so we take that premise very seriously, that, you know, as long as our lands are taken care of, our people will be taken care of.
That was KSB's Marissa Harmon, asset manager for Hawaii Island, talking about the request for proposals due November 15th for parties interested in operating its eucalyptus tree farm along the Hamakua coast.